Bezras Hashem, Yisparech. Today's daf is Mem in Maseches Nedarim. Is the 1073rd daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue from the topic of Agadita on the sugya of Bikur Cholim that we had begun on Lameches Amabez, because the Mishnah had discussed how one is supposed to be Mevaker Cholah, the Mishnah on the bottom of Lameches Amabez, for someone that one has been Moder Hanotu. And therefore, our Gemara, Ein Ben Hamod, there's quite a few fascinating and beautiful Agaditas. Of course, we have the beautiful Agadita about Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu's special Midos, and Moshe Rabbeinu teaching Torah, v'chule v'chule on Daf Lamed Ches. Now on Lamed Ches Mabez through Mem Amid Aleph, we have Agadita that relates to being Mevaker Chola. And then on Amid Beis, we're going to have a fascinating sugya, and that's the sugya of Mikvaos. And I believe we've even in the past done a halacha from the daily Daf that the Mem Amid Beis, we're going to have a big discussion about using a river during the summer months as a mikveh. So let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up first with a lot of agata on Bikur Cholim, and then discuss that sugi. It says the Gemara is 7 lines from the bottom of Lamed Tes Amabez. Amme Rebbe Acha Bar Chanina, Kol Mevaker Chola. Anybody who visits a Chola Notel Echon Mishishim Bitzaro, he removes 1/60th of the Chola's pain. Amrilei, so people then challenge Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina. If we're going to take you literally, then we have a good way to solve someone's condition, someone who's sick and they don't need to take any medicine. So why don't we go up 60 times to visit him, each time take away a 60th. By the way, this follows from Rava's previous statement, 2 lines above, that says a person could be mekayim mitzvah bikur cholim even 100 times in one day. So here in this case, he could do it even less than 100 times, 60 times, and take away all of his choli. Amar lei, so Rabbi Acha answered, ki yisraisa devei rebi. The cheshbon, the way to calculate the 1/60th, is as Rebbe had taught us, the way in which the sickness is removed, that we're going to see in a moment of how Rebbe calculated the sickness being removed, as well as another condition, Ube Ben Gilo. It also needs to be someone who's under the individual same mazel. The sign is we learned that by Rebbe Omer, Bas Hanizonis Minichse Achlin. This is a sugya that we've had in Ksubas. If there is a case in where a girl's father passed away and her brothers support her, so then we learned in a brisa, notelis iser nechasim is on ksubas amiches. She takes 1/10 of the nechasim. Amrlo, so they challenged Rebbe. So you see, Rav Acha quotes Rebbe from a totally different context of shasa how you calculate to answer this question. They said to him, Rebbe lidvarecha mishiyesh leser abanos uben enlo leben b'makom abbas. If a man has 10 daughters and one son, so then each daughter is going to take 10%, and the ben is going to have nothing. Klum, he's going to have nothing. Amar lehen, so Rebbe responded, Rishayna neitels iser nechasim. The first one takes 10%. So let's say it's $100,000, so he takes $10,000. Shnia, the second daughter, takes 10% of what's left. B'maisha shaira, what's that? 10% of $90,000, that's $9,000. Shlishis b'maisha shaira. V'chozeres v'cholkos b'shava. That's how it's divided. It's divided by taking 10%. Therefore, the son is going to have a little bit afterwards. The nechasim aren't going to be entirely depleted. Therefore, says Rabbi Acha, that just like Rebbe said that in regards to Abbas Hanazonis Benichse Achim, so too the same will apply for visiting the Choli. Unfortunately, you will not be able to remove in through Bikur Cholim all of his Choli, although it's quite a bit that still could be removed. Rav Chelbo Cholish, Rav Chelbo was sick, Nafik Achriz Rav Kuhuna. So Rav Kuhuna went out and he called out. Continuing on to Amud Aleph, Rav Chelbo Boyish. He announced that Rav Chelbo was sick. Lo ika dekoyasi, and there was no one that came. Amaluhu, Rav Kahana said to the Chachamim, Lo kach haye maise b'talmud echa mitalmidei Rabbi Akiva? Did not something similar like this happen to one of the students of Rabbi Akiva, Shechola, who was sick, lo nichnusu chacham levakro, and none of the chacham came to visit him. V'nichnas Rabbi Akiva levakro, and Rabbi Akiva came to visit him, v'shvil shekibdo v'ribtso lefanov choya, and because Rabbi Akiva was mechabed the chola, he was healed. To which the Talmud said to Rabbi Akiva, Amalei Rabbi, hechisani. He said to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, you've healed me. Yotza Rabbi Akiva v'darash, and therefore Rabbi Akiva went out and he darshened to everybody. Komi shei mevaker cholim, kilu shayfech damim. That if someone is not mevaker chol, it's considered as if they murdered the person. So hence, Rabbi Chelbo gives this, the Rabbi Rav Kahana, gives this strong mussar that it's in your hands to make Rabbi Chelbo better or not. When I was starting out in taking courses in psychology, my first paper I wrote, that was when I thought you still have to take writing papers seriously, I wrote a paper on psychoneuroimmunology, the importance of a person's psychological state on their immune system and thereby their ability to fight off a disease. And there's amazing studies about how in a person's emotional state, spiritual state, could affect the way that they combat disease. And that is partly what Rabbi Akiva is teaching us. Same rule. If you visit a chola, you could cause him to heal. You cause him to heal. And if you don't, you cause him to die. My grandma. What exactly means it cause? That someone who goes in for a chola, he is mevakesh rachamim. Here the Gemara entertains another possibility of understanding what the power of visiting someone is. That someone who goes in will ask him to live. Hashem to live. Will ask Hashem that the person should live. And someone who doesn't go in will ask Hashem that they should die? Sheyomus al kedaitach? Ela kol shei mevakeh chole, ein mevakeh shelov rachamim. If you don't go in, then you won't ask for mercy for him, and you won't die for him, lo sheyichya velo sheyomus. If I'm not mistaken, that there were anshei mais and sadikim, that when they would go be mevakeh chole, in a unthreatening and unintrusive way, they would also use that opportunity at that moment to be mevaker the chola as well. And either way, it seems clear from Chazal that it's supposed to wake us up if we're mevaker a chola to daven for them and to daven for their refuah. Rava, yoma kadmo de cholush. On the first day that Rava was sick, Amar Lohan, he said to the people in his house, Lotigni in Linish, to the Lisra Mazole. Don't tell anybody, because that could make my mazel worse. Maybe an enemy of mine, the Mefarshim explain, will find out about this and will worsen my mazel. My mazel. Mikan ve'elech, amalem poike v'chrizi b'shuka. After the sickness continued for a while, he asked them to go out in the shuk, that they should announce that he was sick. To call the sunnily, lichtili, because even if that there is someone that hates him, so then if that person rejoices, ultimately that will serve as a refuah. How? Uksiv, because the pasuk Mishnah says, if a person has an enemy, so then they should not rejoice in his downfall. That's what Mishnah says. Uderachem li liboyle rachme. And someone who has rachmanis by hearing the announcement, they will daven for me. The pasuk b'nefoloi vecha al tismach in Mishlei Chav Dalet concludes, pen yira Hashem v'rabeinov v'heishiv me'olav apai. So, if a person violates that, in other words, if Reuven has an enemy, Shimon, and he rejoices with Shimon's downfall, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take Shimon's bad and put it onto Reuven. So therefore, says Rava, I will gain if they're in both directions. If there's an enemy, then the end of the Pasuk in Mishlei, and if there's someone who has Rachmanis on me, they will daven for me, then that will be fantastic. The truth is, this Gemara is quite difficult because, as the Nidrei's reason asks, once we've already said that Binfalo Vecha Al Tismach, you don't have to be afraid about enemies, so why didn't Rava already announce on the first day that he was sick so that people who like him could daven for him, and people who don't like him, we don't have to worry that they're going to hurt him because of the Pasuk of Binfalo Vecha Al Tismach? And therefore, you need to say that the following, that the first day, Nidrei Zrizim says something along these lines. The first day, he's not entirely sick, and he might be fine, and therefore, there's no need to have people yet to start davening for him and for his enemies. So then it's true. Then there's a suffix. There are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will throw it back on the enemy's face, because the pasuk says pen yira Hashem, and so therefore wait till he's sick to actually be sure he needs the tefillos, and we prefer the tefillos over the suffik bad tefillos of binfalo vechal tismach that could even at first affect him adversely. All other days, once he's definitely sick, so then we'd go for the tefillos over the suffik of the adverse prayers of the Oivim. Amar Rav, Kol Mevakar Esachol Nitzah Midino Shel Gehenim. Whoever visits a sick person is saved from the din of Gehenim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ashrei Maskil Eldol Biyom Ra Yimaltehu Hashem. Ein Dal Elochela. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Midala Yivatzeni. The pasuk is saying, those who are a maskil, so they'll go to the dal, who's a sick person, and then Hashem will save them. Inami min hadin kra. There's another pasuk that seems to indicate that dal is a sick person. The pasuk in Shmuel says, Madua ata kocho dal ben amelch baboiker baboiker. Yonadav said to Amnon, they said, why are you so down? And ultimately Yonadav gives Amnon terrible piece of advice. But he says dal, that's a reference to him being sick. Ein ra ela gehenim. And the pasuk biyom ra refers to gehenim. This we also had reference to early in our mesechta on daf chav beis amud aleph. As the pasuk says, kol apol Hashem lemaneu v'gam rosha, this is the pasuk in Mishlei, liyoim ra. So we know that liyom ra refers to the gehenim of a rosha, and that's why the pasuk tells us, ashrei maskil Eldol biyom ra yimalteyu, that if you're a maskil, then you will go to the dal, and that will help you from the dino shel gehenim. We had earlier on daf chav beis amud aleph towards the end of the amud was a very very important pasuk in Koheles, haser kas milubecha v'aver ra mibsarecha ve'ein ra ela gehenim. Remove kas, and then that will take away gehenim, and that is the opening lines of the Ramban in his famous Igeres HaRamban that we've spoken about a few times in the 10-minute Musar. The Gemara continues, Vimbiker Mascharo, three lines before the Wadam Mem Mamad Aleph, and if you visit him, what will the reward be? Asks the Gemara, Mascharo? What do you mean? Kedamer Nitzel Midino Shel Gehenim. That's a great reward, to be saved from Gehenim. That's a good business deal. Ela Mascharo Bola Mazet. So the Gemara clarifies on the last narrow line, what's his char in this world? Says the Gemara, quoting a pasuk, Hashem yishmereyu, this is in Tehillim, v'chayeyu v'ushar ba'aretz v'al titneyu b'nefesh oyevav. And Chazal darshin, Hashem yishmereyu, that if a person goes to visit a chola, Hashem will protect him miyetzer hara, v'chayeyu, and he will save him and let him live min ha'yisurim, from pain in this world. Wow, a lot of good things. V'ushar ba'aretz, and he will be praised in the world. What does that mean? Shia ha'kol mischabdim boy, that everybody will give him honor. V'al titneu b'nefesh oivav, shiyizdamnu loy reim, he will have friends. Kinamon, as we know the story of Naaman, who was healed through Elisha's advice. Sheripa tzarato, that Elisha healed him from his tzaras. And he should have friends, the sick person, like Naaman, have a friend like Elisha. V'aliz damnu lo reim kirachavam, and you should not have, in other words, if you fulfill bikuchom, you will not have friends like Rechavam. Shechilku es malchuso, Rechavam, ultimately his friends, ultimately betray him, in terms of giving him bad advice, and then his malchus is separated. I think back to Rabbi Aryeh Levine Zatzal and how he was so beloved by everybody, and there's no question that that relates to his zechuyos of visiting the prisoners and the sick. And we've said once in a quasi-hesped for Rav Yashiv Zatzal that there's no question in my mind that the chesed of Rabbi Aryeh Levine, that siruf of chesed with Rav Yashiv, that produced the gvura of Torah. In other words, that Rav Yashiv was married to Rav Aryeh Levine's daughter, and I don't think that it's any coincidence that chesed produced Torah, as I heard from the Amshin of Rebbe Shlita. Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avram, the chiddush of Yitzchak ben Avram, is that Avram hailedes Yitzchak, that chesed produces gevura. And so one should realize that one is not compromising one's ruchnius, chas v'chalila. One is creating a tremendous amount of gevura through acts of chasad. The Gemara continues. Tanya, four lines into Wad Shimon Elazar Aymer. Im yom l'cha yiladim b'nei. If there are kids who tell you, this is a fascinating and beautiful Maimer Chazal. If there are kids who tell you, build. Uskenim star. And Skenim tell you to destroy. Every once in a while, Gedolei Torah will say something to us that is counterintuitive and even seems as if they're focusing on removing things as opposed to creating things. Shema l'zakenim. Listen to Skenim al tishma l'yadim. Shebinyan yelodim stira. V'stira zakenim binyan. And the Gemara is going to connect this to what we had mentioned about Rechavim. What an amazing chazal, a very, very important one. And how that's actualized and how internalized is something that is not poshut in life, but it's still extremely, extremely important. And that is that sometimes when the Zakenim tear something down, they're actually building. B'simlah davar Rechavim ben Shlomo, and that is seen in the case of Rechavim ben Shlomo. Mefarshim explain that what we're referring to is, take a look at the Mefarish Rashi, eight lines into the narrow on our Mem Amid Aleph. Tichziv Vayazov is Atzas HaZakenim. The Zakenim told Rechavim to go soft on the people, and he didn't listen to them, and he listened to the younguns. And that's cool. Right now, the cool and youth is cool and popular, and when you're already 40 years old, you're already over the hill. And that is not lozu derech haTorah. We've spoken about this in the past, that one of the beauties of Torah is it's keim chayenu v'orech yomenu, it's literally lengthens our days. And that is, look at people who have Torah part of as an integral part of their life. They're alive and thriving into their 60s, 70s, 80s. In fact, in the Torah world, of course, a Talmud Chacham only reaches the big leagues when he's hit gvuras. Rav Zelig Epstein's son-in-law told me that Rav Zelig Epstein went to visit Eretz Yisrael. Rav Zelig Epstein passed away a few years ago, close to the age of 100, if not 100, and he met Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who was quite a few years his junior, and his son-in-law told me that when he came back, he said, the Stipler Zazun can learn, and the Stipler's son knows how to learn. It was then he realized that to Rav Zelig Epstein and to the Torah world, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, 10, 20 years ago, was a little kid. He was a little kid. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu, that we have zakenim that are seiser and are boina. Am Rav Shishi b'rei d'ravidi. Lo lisad inish k'tzira lo b'tlas shia k'dmaisa v'lo b'tlas shia basraisa d'yoyma. We have a teaching from Rav Shishi b'rei d'ravidi that is another halacha within mitzvahs bikur cholim. And that is, this is an expression, lisad inish k'tzira means not to visit somebody when they're sick, not in the first 3 hours of the day, and not in the last 3 hours of the day. In order that a person should not lose his mindset from davening for the person who is sick. In other words, that by visiting them in this period of time, which we'll need to explain the first three and last 3 hours, so then they might forget to daven to them. During the first 3 hours of the day, the chol looks the best because he got a night's sleep. I guess that's assuming that he was able to sleep. Basraisa, last third of the day, takif chol shei. And in both of those cases, he's less likely to daven for him. in the first part of the day, he doesn't look so bad. So he says, what does he need my tefillos for? I could focus on other thing in my davening. And in the last 3 hours, the situation looks so bad, he might even give up davening for the person at all. And so therefore, we should visit during the middle part of the day. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav and Amar Rav. Minayin Shehakadosh Baruch Hu zanes hachola. How do we know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu feeds the chola? Hashem yisodenu al eretz devai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu fed me even on my deathbed, says David HaMelech in Tilim. Amar Rav and Amar Rav. Minayin Shehashchina shui lemalo mimitoso shel chayla. How do we know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is right above the head or the bed of the chola? Shnema Hashem yisodenu al eretz devai. Tani nami hochi. Gemara contains 5 lines of bottom memo and aleph. Hanichnas levakres achayla li yeshiv leil gabe mitiv lo gabe sasa lo gabe kise. If you go in to visit somebody, so then you shouldn't sit on the chola's bed. Shouldn't sit on a bed in general. Neither a bench nor on a seat. Ela a chair. El misatav yeshiv al gabe karka. But he should be wrapped in a turban or a talis and sit on the ground. Because the Shechina is above the Chol. So this was different beautiful teachings that Rav and Amar Rav had given us in regards to the halachos of Bikur Cholim. It is a very interesting question. That phenomenon, I'm sure, has not changed today. The question would be whether the halachos, we don't see Gedolei Torah being noig this for Bikur Cholim in terms of Atifa. As maybe there are some that are noig this Atifa in terms of wearing a hat, but sitting on the ground, things have changed today in terms of the way people sit, but Yesh Lodun of how that applies Halacha L'maisa. Gemara continues 3 lines from the bottom and gives us an entirely different teaching of Rav and Amar Rav. This teaching of Rav and Amar Rav is one of the most important sugyas in Hilchos Mikvos. And what comes together over here is quite a few different halachos in regards to Hilchos Mikvos, and we'll introduce them as the Gemara goes along. As you could see, there's not very much on Amud Beis, and that's because the Ran is humongous, and we will actually, Be'ezer Hashem, I hope, discuss some of the Ran and make reference to what we've discussed in the past in Halacha from the Daily Daf. Amar Rav and Amar Rav, Matra b'ma'arava sahada Rabba Pras. When the rain comes down in the west, Marava is Eretz Yisrael. Sada Rabba Pras, the Euphrates River, testifies on that. Now, it seems to be a pretty innocuous statement, what Ravin is saying over here in the name of Rav. However, this is a very latent statement. The simple part of the statement is that the way in which you know that there is rain in Eretz Yisrael is the Euphrates River begins to overflow. Let's take a look at the Ran, who gives us the background of why Rav was telling us this phenomenon. Zok de'helig Ran, halfway through the Amud Amem Amud Av. Kishiyerid Marta Beretzol, Dira Maschel Omar. When rain comes down Eretz Yisrael, Medel of Pras Bebavel, the Euphrates and River testifies on this. Shekoshu God. When you see that it's large, biyadua shavu bishiyar lo yardu gishamim kan. Even though rain did not come down above, yardu gishamim baretz yisrael. So why all of a sudden is Rav telling us this phenomenon about the Euphrates River? V'nafgemina, and the nafgemina is she'aser litbal bo, that it's now prohibited for an individual to do tevila, to immerse and use the Euphrates as a mikveh. Lefisha ein me gishamim hanotvim mitarin bezochlin. And here we have a very, very important rule, which is already delineated in the first parak of mikvos, which is found constantly throughout Meseches Mikvos. And that is that me gishamim, rainwater, can be mitar, but it's mitar ba'ashborin v'lo bezochlim. We have to translate those words, and ashborin means when the water is sitting in one place, and that is how our mikvah works today, where we have a mikvah of rainwater that is sitting in one place, and we are very, very makbid to make sure that there aren't any cracks in the mikvah, so as the mikvah is not running water in any way, shape, or form, there's no leaks, nothing like that that's going on, because that could make the mikvah into zochlin. And water that is zochlin, that is moving, is only mitar if it comes from a Mayon, if it comes from a spring. If it's not coming from a spring that's made Yishamim, the halacha is that it's Mitaher only when it's Bashpirin and not Bezoichlin. As the Ran quotes from Chazal, Kloimer, the Kavu Likaimi Kedesayim Besafri, Imam Mayim Mitar Bezoichlin, Af Mikveh Mitar Bezoichlin. I might think that just like a spring could be Mitar when it is running, so to a Mikveh. Talmud Loimer, Ach Mayon Ubaru Mikveh Mayim. So the Chazal Darshan from the Pasuk in Vayikra Yud Aleph, Mayim Mitar Bezeichlin Umikve Bashperin. Hilkach Kol Eikha Deikha Mecha Shebu Rabu Notfan Al Zochin Asur. So now, how do you look at the Euphrates? Is the Euphrates made up of rainwater that is running? Then that's going to be Asur to do your Tarin because it's rainwater. Rainwater is only Mitar Bashboren, only when it's sitting in one place. A river, of course, is moving. V'hainu kishanor gadol harbe. When the nar has a lot of water, then we have to assume that the rainwater is the dominant force. It makes up the primary component of the Euphrates, as Rav had taught, that the rainwater from Eretz Yisrael runs to Bavel. Avolim hoya hoylech la'ato o shalonis rabe el ma'at. However, if the river is not running, or there isn't a lot of rainwater because it hasn't rained in Eretz Yisrael, the lekelus fuki berbias notvim shari, then you're allowed to be metaher in the waters of the Euphrates, as the Tosefta Mikvo says, kisayim b'Tosefta, hey Rebbe Lozer Rebbe Tzadik al zeichlin sherabu al notvim sheheim ksheirim, that if the predominant amount of water is a mayon, then it is going to be kosher. However, if it's not a mayon and it's mostly rainwater, then it can't be moving. So says Rav like this. He says that back into the Gemara, two lines from the bottom. Mitra b'marava, if it rains a lot in Eretz Yisrael, Sada Rava Pras, then the Euphrates River begins to be overrun with the rainwater, and then you can't be Tovel in the Euphrates. And the reason you can't be Tovel in Pras is because now it's predominantly rainwater, and the water is running, and we know that Zochlin for Megishamim is possible. It's only kosher Bashboren when it's sitting in one place, as in our mikvahs today. Upligo de Shmuel, and this is a machlokus between Rav and Shmuel about the kashrus of the Euphrates. Da Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel had taught, Nahari Mikipi Misbarich. And Shmuel had taught that when it comes to a river, that the river's source comes from its own springs. In other words, we view at least the Euphrates River, maybe even most rivers according to Shmuel, or all rivers, as being predominantly spring water. If you view it as being predominantly spring water, so then in such a case, the halacha is that the river will be kosher even during the season in which there has been rain. Let's take a look at Rashi. Upliga Shmuel Damar Shmuel Nahar Mikipa Misbarich Mikipe Misalei. It comes from the rocks, the hidden cisterns of the river. Kloimer Mimikorehu Misgadel. It becomes larger, Euphrates becomes larger due to the fact that there is more spring water. Shavu Pishan Raim Shagisham Yardim. Even though we see that the rain is coming down, and Rav was concerned that therefore there's predominantly rainwater, and since the river is running, you can't use it as a mikvah. Naris Misrabim. Ikari Buyam Mimikoran. The majority of it is from the fountain, from the spring. Kidamrinam Bitainis, Ein Lacha Kotipa Vitipa Yerin Milamala, Shein Tahim. That even when rain is coming down, there is even more spring water that's coming up. There's always more spring water than there is mikvah water. So therefore, Shmuel disagrees with Rav's psak and says that you could use the river as a mikvah. He says you could use a river as a mikvah. This comes up
in halacha l'maisa. And that is, what happens if a person's far away from where there is a mikvah? Are they allowed to use a river in the place of a mikvah? But before we get to halacha l'maisa, we've got a lot to do before that, because Shmuel's shita himself is unclear, as the Gemara says on the bottom of Mem Amud Aleph.
Upliga de Shmuel ad Shmuel. And there seems to be a contradiction between Shmuel and Shmuel. D'amar Shmuel, because Shmuel taught, Ein hamayim mitarim bezochlin, ela pras biyomei tishrei bilvad. Shmuel himself taught that the only time you could use the Euphrates River is during Tishrei. Rashi here summarizes the Mefarish Rashi, in other words, what's ascribed to Rashi, summarizing more briefly than the Ran on the top of Amud Beis. So let's take a look at that Mefarish. Says the Mefarish, "Dekoli mos hashana rabin notvin al hazochlin min agishamim sheyardin lesocho min hashlogim shemispashrin koli mos hachama." When you have the snow that is melting, that is going into the Euphrates River, so then in such a case, you have more megishamim than you do have of a mayon. And therefore, the opinion here of Shmuel is that since the river is running, and its majority megishamim, which is expressed in these words that we have in the first line in the Mefarsh and our Amud, Rabin Notvin al Hazochlin, so then in such a case there's more rainwater than there is Mayan water, so you can't do Tahara in that mikvah because you have rainwater that's moving, that's not kosher. Continues the Mefarsh three lines in. Avo b'tishrei kfar pasru hashlagim. But in Tishrei already the melting snow has stopped. V'nispashru kulan. V'holchu lahen, and it's disappeared. So then mitarim bezochlin. Then we could assume that the majority is coming from the springs, and you could be metar in the days of Tishrei. So we actually have a contradiction within Shmuel himself. On the one hand, Shmuel said that we look at the rivers as being majority from the Mayon, being spring water, and therefore one could always be metar in the Euphrates. And then Shmuel said you could only be metar in the Euphrates on Tishrei, during Tishrei, because during that time it's majority spring water, the rest of the time it's rainwater that was actually snow that had melted, and it's not mitaher bezochlin when it is running, and you have to make a mikveh out of it. You have to take the rainwater, taking it of course is a problem as well, but you have to create a phenomenon that we're going to see in a moment that Avuah d'Shmuel does, and turn that area into an area that's not moving, but is standing in one place. Hence, the Gemara tells us the story of Avuah d'Shmuel on the top line of Mem Amud Beis. Avuah d'Shmuel avadun mikvos lebante biyom nisan umiftzei biyom tishrei. What the father of Shmuel did is he created a mikvah. What does that mean? He took the pains of making a mikvah during the days of Nisan. In other words, they cannot use the river during the days of Nisan. Umafze biyome tishrei, and during the days of Tishrei, he would make for them mats in order to be able to go to the river. Some Mefarshim explain that was to prevent of getting a chatzitza on their legs from the mud at the entrance of the river, and that was how they were Metaher to do the Tvila. Now, our daf concludes over here. The Ran has a long, long discussion of which opinion we pask like. Essentially, what emerges is that there are two opinions in our Gemara. Are you allowed to go to a mikveh? To go, well, that's actually a very loaded expression, mikveh. We use the term mikveh colloquially as referring to tevila, but let's not use the word mikvah. Let's use the word tevila. Are you allowed to immerse, to do tevila in a river throughout the year? According to the opinion of Shmuel, the answer is yes, because Shmuel told us two lines from the bottom, the first opinion of Shmuel, two lines from the bottom, Mem Amud Aleph, Naharim Mikipe Mizbarech, we always consider it predominantly spring water, and therefore a river could always be used. However, we learn that Rav disagreed with that. Shmuel himself had seemed to have contradicted his own opinion, and Avuah de Shmuel only allowed his daughters to use the mikvah
through the Nahar. In other words, to be Tovel in the river during the days of Nisan, he would not allow them, and he would only allow them during the days of Tishrei, when then he was sure, he was convinced that there was a majority of spring water as opposed to rainwater. However, during the days of Nisan, then one would not be allowed, according to Avuah d'Shmuel, to use a nahar, and therefore he built mikvos. How we paskin lahalacha, there is a long arichus over here in the Ran. Bezer Hashem, we're going to conclude the shir over here, and we are going to join a separate, on the page, Amir Tzeh Hashem, we're going to join a halacha from the daily daf in terms of how we paskin in regards to these two opinions. This Bezer Hashem concludes daf mem, and Bezer Hashem, we will also get to halacha lemaisa, how we paskin, and to practical applications to these issues as well, and this comes up for people who are vacationing and there isn't a mikveh around close by. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem in Maseches Nedarim.